I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. And I'm glad you could join us for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And this is the netcast we would have had if we didn't already have the netcast that we had last time. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, this is our regularly scheduled netcast as opposed to the special edition netcast that we just did. By the way, the last netcast was netcast number 160. Wow. That's kind of cool. This is 161. Kind of follows, doesn't it? Yeah. So here's the thing. We're going to do some stuff. Not the least of which is a smidgen of geek culture. And the reason it's just a smidgen is I'm kind of not comfortable with the legalities of showing an entire video that is one that I did not originate. I just don't know what the legalities are. I know you can sample things and show bits of them in order to do critiques and things along that line. So I'm just going to show you a bit and then give you the URL where you can go view the whole thing. I had originally planned to show the whole thing, but I just don't know what to do. So I'm just going to show you a bit. So here we go with Jonathan Colton. By the way, let me mention that Elio, who's another one of my viewers, sent this in and said, "Hey, Doc, you introduced me to Jonathan Colton and to Code Monkey. I thought you might be interested to know that there's an acoustic version." And I certainly was. And here is just a smidgen of the acoustic version of Code Monkey.
So this is a song about how it feels to write software for a living. It's called Code Monkey.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting. Boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy. Just proud and Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man. Big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you.
Yes, Code Monkey. I love the Code Monkey. He speaks to me. Anyway, this right here, right here on the bottom of the screen is the URL where you can go to YouTube and see the whole acoustic rendition. So there you go. So a little advertising for the folks that posted that. May you have many hits on your site. Yes. It's just, see, the kindness of my heart. I want to share these things with you. By the way, I have so many things I need to share with you. So many things and so little time to do it in. But I'll try to get to it right now. Let me go click the little mousey here. Is Steve Jobs nervous about Android? I think he is. Because the iPod is, it's selling like hotcakes and Apple made more money than anybody should need to make. But I personally have the Android Droid X, and I like it a lot. And apparently a lot of people like their Android phones because the iPhone is feeling the heat. And so Steve is like, dude, what's up with this? So I think he is feeling the heat. So what is Steve Jobs so afraid of? That's the article that I linked to in this little thing here. It just announced record profits, Apple did, so they shouldn't be too concerned. And yet, they're concerned about Android. But competition is good, Steve. Come on. Competition drives innovation. I'm sure he's going, yeah, right. Innovation. Don't remember them well. It's okay. All right. Oh, that drum roll means that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. And the Geek Software of the Week this week is Xenu's Web Link Checker, called Xenu Link Sleuth. Xenu apparently is a very strange dude. The doctor himself is a strange dude, too, so I'm kind of okay with that. Anyway, if you look at his website, it's a very strange website, but he has an awesome link checker. Now, let me tell you how all this came about. When I was getting ready to re-crank up the old Netcast that has been dormant for, as we know, 2 years, almost to the day, you can go check that out on former editions of the Netcast to find out the history of that. But at any rate, when I went to re-crank it up, kind of like reminds me of an old Model T Ford, you know, cranking. I don't know if it's really the Model T. What do I know about cars? I'm a techno dude. Anyway, point being that as I was going to go restart the site and kind of get it back into shape, I realized that there had been a system crash. And the system crash had basically put me in a situation that some of my images weren't there. There were various things missing on the site. And I find that very annoying to go to a website and find things missing. Little links with nothing there. A little box with a broken thing in it. As a webmaster, that just freaks me out. And so I found a web link checker that would tell me all the missing images so that I could put them back, or I might have to even recreate them, which I did. So you may notice, if you're really slick, go back and look at a picture of something from like 4 years ago and see that the image was created in an environment that is Windows 7. And you go, wait a minute, how does that work? It's because I had to recreate the image. What are you going to do? Anyway, but this link checker is awesome. You download it, you install it, you point it at a website, and it tells you what's missing. Now, there's options there. You can click options that say check links on other sites, so that way you know if the dead link is a link to a site that is now dead. That's one thing. I wanted to just check and make sure that all of the stuff on my site was there, so I didn't do that. You know, actually, I did it first, and then I cut it back to where it was just the site. But it's got lots of neat features and things. You can generate reports. You can even generate a site map from what it finds by scanning through the whole website. That's pretty cool, too. So there you go. The Geek Software of the Week, Xenu's Link Sleuth. Pretty cool stuff. All right, then here's one that really got me. My wife, Belinda, and I, as you know, I've already mentioned that she's a geek as well. Well, more or less a geek. Maybe not as geeky as me, but then again, who is? Anyway, she was commenting, she and I were commenting on the fact that we watched a commercial, and it was a Microsoft commercial, and they were talking about, the lady was saying, I'm going to fix these pictures of my family, and then she says, to the cloud. And I turned to Blinda and I said, to the cloud? Normal people are going to know, Microsoft, what to the cloud means? Well, apparently, it's all part of a big marketing scheme on the part of Microsoft to educate us all on what the cloud is and how all of their software is going to be cloudy. Yes. In other words, software as a service, SaaS. That is the official technical term. Software as a service is the software runs on their servers. It is accessed across the internet. You use it, but you never really own it. It's a vapor. You know, I was talking to my boss at work, and we were talking about the cloud and how sometimes you just can't inherently trust the cloud out there somewhere. And so I said, well, we could have our own internal cloud. And he said, well, that would be fog. And it kind of stuck. So now at work, anything we host internally in VMware virtually is part of the fog. Anyway, Microsoft announced Office 365. You knew I was headed somewhere with this. Microsoft announced Office 365, which is software as a service with Office-y things for Windows, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, those kinds of things, via the cloud, and you don't have to install anything locally. As a matter of fact, you can't really install anything locally because it's all coming as a service from Microsoft. How many of you can say we'll be paying Microsoft forever? Yeah. Well, not me. I got LibreOffice. Well, OpenOffice now, but soon LibreOffice. And I am not going to play your game, Microsoft. Okay. The next item we have is a geek project. I just got to get my tongue working. Hold on one moment. Okay, I'm back. Oh, my. All these lights and everything dried my throat out to the point I just started having to cough. And so I went and got myself a glass of water. But I had to stop the video to do that. Sometimes you just got to do these things. Otherwise, you can't talk. Anyway, I was about to talk about our other geek project. Not the geek project from episode 160 that was Ubuntu for netbooks. Different geek project. This geek project was all about the JW player. Now, I can't pronounce the gentleman's name that started Longtail Video. It's something like Jornig Werner or something. But we'll just go with JW. That's what he calls himself. Anyway, JW. I can't blame him. But he's a neat guy, and he wrote the JW player, kind of self-named. But the JW player allows you to play Flash on your website, Flash video, much like the old YouTube. But his new version, the brand spanking new version, also can use HTML5 and all kinds of different formats, and it's not limited just to Flash. So that's cool. Anyway, the way his licensing works is you can use it for free if you just have a website that's nonprofit or an individual's website where you're not making, you know, money or anything. But if it's going to be commercial and you're actually potentially going to make some money, and I hope to potentially make some money one day, you have to license it for your website to be legal. And you know the doctor is all about the legal. So, I decided to license the player, and so I paid for it, and I actually got it for 10 websites, a 10-website license, because I've got a whole lot of websites. And so, I got it, and it has a whole lot of neat features, and the whole, what I did to set it up is right there on the screen at drbill.cc, drbill.cc, which, of course, stands, as you know, for Computer Curmudgeon. Right. So, go to that website, check out the article. It's posted, it was posted October the 21st, and you can see exactly how I did it using Viper's Video Quick Tags, which is a plugin for WordPress, and the purchased JW player, and all kinds of cool stuff about how to set it up. So, check it out. Now, I don't have a whole lot of time because I spent a whole lot of time coughing, even though it was off the air. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention, let me go do that real quick, like, is I had another one of our viewers write me and say that he has his own podcast and so forth, and it's called Gitmo Nation Roundtable, which sounds very interesting. I haven't had a chance to really get into it and listen to the podcast and check out the site, but it sounds strange and fun. Possibly. And so I wanted to mention that. His website is GNRpodcast.com. CodeMonkey.com. So check that out. He gave us a plug. I'm giving him a plug back. We're just a mutually plugging each other, okay? So check out his podcast. Also, speaking of podcasts, I have been reinstated back into the Tech Podcast Network. Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. There you go. And we're going to be getting involved in all the good stuff they're doing at Tech Podcast Network. If you go to techpodcast.com, check it out. And they've just got a lot of stuff happening, and I'm getting kind of up to speed since I've been out of it now for 2 years, but I'm getting up to speed quickly so that I can fully, fully rejoin everything that the network is doing. So check it out. And since my throat is beginning to get dry again, I'll just stop here and say that the doctor is out of here.